somebody who I understand is not necessarily a fan of Jeremy Corbyn is, she can tell us herself, I'll ask her, is our next guest, Madelina Kay, known as EU Supergirl. She has the hashtag EU Supergirl, and she's been campaigning against Brexit since before the government declared it was leaving the European Union. She's currently Young European of the Year. She's been all over Europe campaigning, and she's going to have, well, for her, hopefully not, one of the worst birthday presents ever, because it'll be her birthday at the time that we leave the European Union. Madelina, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi. So you're not a Jeremy Corbyn fan?
I'm not a big fan of Jezza, no.
Okay. You did say to me before, maybe it's not just him, it's just that when you're campaigning, you very much wanted to be known that you're campaigning independently with none of the official groups, like, I don't know, Open Britain is one with Chuka Muna, one of the people heading that, Nicky Morgan. From across the political spectrum, Nick Clegg as well. Why is that? Why don't you want any of their, I don't know, money and help, travel expenses?
I do work with them, but I'm not dictated to by them, shall we say. I think because what I do as an artist and a musician with my campaigning is very unique, and it doesn't always fit in very well with the kind of more corporate official strategies. So we do work together, but yeah, I maintain my independence as well.
Okay. You know, for people who haven't seen you, I'll describe you, and then people might go, "Oh yeah, I've seen her." You do dress up in like a Superman costume with the S for, you know, Supergirl in your case, with the stars of the EU flag around the edge of it. It comes to mind something like Fathers for Justice, their style of campaigning. but is it a bit more like Screaming Lord Such, that you know, basically standing in by elections in order to get publicity for the musical side of things?
Yeah, I have a number of costumes, actually, not just a Supergirl. Wow. But the purpose of the costumes is basically to get attention, to get publicity, and get the message out there in like an alternative way, but also to engage people that would normally find the politics, you know, boring. You know, there's a lot of people that they see, you know, a white middle class man in a suit talking about policy, and they just shut off. And they're not paying attention. So what I try to do is bring a bit of fun to it, bring a bit of energy to it, and sort of, you know, catch people's attention so that then you can make them listen to your arguments.
For our listeners right now, some of whom I'll just hazard a guess, but from some memory, from call-ins and things like that, let's suppose a 70% Remain and 30% Brexiteers listening right now, even people who are expats in Spain who may be, you know, voting against their own interests, economic interests. You say that one thing you want to do, as opposed to the official campaigns, is to not do the fear stuff. Oh, it'll be bad for the economy and jobs and all this. But emphasising the positive things that could happen if we remain in the European Union, which is still a possibility. Even Diane James from UKIP yesterday, speaking from Brussels, she does a sort of a podcast once a week or once a month, she said it's increasingly looking like we'll not leave at all, let alone staying in just in the single market and the customs union. What are some of those messages that you could emote, rather than argue perhaps, to our Brexiteer listeners now?
Yeah, well, I mean, we are pursuing a people's vote campaign to try and literally stop Brexit, or, you know, so that we remain in the European Union. And the official strategy is like a continuation of Project Fear. So it's fact-based and it's very dry, and it's kind of more of the same scaremongering that didn't engage people before. And whereas what I want to say is actually there's loads of benefits to remaining in the European Union that we just don't talk about in our country, and people don't know about, and people aren't educated about. And I really think we need better political education, but we also need to like inspire people, you know, to believe in their European identities once more, in this kind of, you know, collaboration of countries, people working together in solidarity, but like respecting their differences and their diversity, but sharing it in like an inclusive way. And, you know, I think we need to do that with positive messaging rather than with a negative narrative.
Do you think, in practical terms, presumably your campaigning is aimed more at London, even though you travel around Europe, don't you? But, you know, Brussels is convinced. Brussels is, you know, everyone, even whether they're conservative or socialist or green or whichever parties, they're like, hey, it wasn't our idea. You're the ones who chose to leave. We think it's a daft idea, but, you know, up to you. Would you like to see Parliament overturn this directly, or do you think the most realistic possibility of remaining in the European Union would have to come after a referendum?
It has to go back to the people. It has to. We can't have politicians, turning things over without going back to their constituents. I don't think that's on at all. Okay. We're calling it a people's vote because what we want is a vote on the facts. We don't want a rerun of the referendum, which was completely... it was made in the dark, there was no manifesto, there was no specificities to Brexit, and that's why the negotiations are proving so difficult now, because nobody actually really knew what they were voting for, because there wasn't a manifesto.
I'm surprised, by the way, you know, if you come across, because you, in your travels and campaigning, you may come across Nigel Farage or the likes of Daniel Hannan, you know, the Conservative MEP, very much on the Brexit side. And I have them on record, and I've played them a few times to my listeners, because it delights me sometimes, because I'm very much on the Remain side. I've put my cards on the table since the referendum. I tried to avoid that beforehand. But is that in the run-up to that, they were both saying, and they're on the record, I mean, if you haven't got the clips, I can send them to you, on the record saying, nobody is talking about leaving the single market. And they constantly pointed to Norway and said, Norway seems to be doing pretty well. And now it's as though they never said it. And people aren't putting them up on it when they speak to them. So maybe you can do that. I mean, you bump into them in the corridors of Brussels.
Yeah, well, I mean, I have met Nigel Farage. We were on BBC Daily Politics together. But the problem is they've changed their tack now, and that, you know, they think that they've got a mandate for this hard Brexit because, you know, they won by this very, very slim majority in the referendum based on basically having told people lies and misinformation. And I don't think there is a mandate for Brexit. There's certainly not a mandate for the Brexit that Theresa May's government is currently trying to implement. And, if the government wanted to bring the country together, then they need to find a compromise between the Remainers and the Leavers, because at the moment what we've got is a government only representing the really hard right wing.
Sure. We're going to have to leave it there, but is there a website that people can go to see your particular campaigning?
My website's albawhitewolf.com, but I mean, just generally, like, following Facebook or Twitter and stuff at Alba White Wolf. I retweet a lot of, like, what's going on the grassroots network, campaigning, you know, going on in the UK. And I mean, you said earlier London centric, but actually we do stuff all across the UK because it's a UK wide issue.
Exactly, and London was very much Remain, and that doesn't reflect certain other parts of the country. In fact, just a few miles out into the countryside, you might say. We'll leave it there, but one thing is, I hope you get your second referendum, or your new referendum, the people's vote. It's not a second referendum, it's on the terms and conditions, fine. And there's one thing, and a morbid thing for me to end on, but factual, is that if it's true that that was balanced, that younger people tended to vote Remain, and older people tended, not all, to vote leave. The fact is, between us, Madalena, some of the latter are going to be dead by the time the next referendum comes along, and some of the others
If Brexit happens, I'm leaving the campaign to take us back in.
All right. Well, you can come and join us here on the continent. Madalena, thanks so much for joining us. Madalena Kay there, who's been campaigning against Brexit since before the government declared it was leaving the EU, and she's also known as EU Supergirl.